Well, as solar power gains more popularity around the country, utilities are struggling to adjust, including in Vermont, where last fall, the largest utility reached the cap for the number of new solar projects it can hook up to the grid. That means some new projects won't get built this year. Kathleen Masterson of Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio reports.
There we go. That's probably him.
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. The whole gang's here.
Indeed. I just put on some water for coffee if you'd like.
Okay. It's not the best day to sell solar power. There's a cold and bleak fog blanketing the landscape, and it's raining. But Dan Kinney of Catamount Solar assures me this hillside in Vermont is well-suited.
There's kind of a myth that Vermont doesn't have enough sun to make solar viable. Well, that's crazy. The most solar in the world is in Germany, and you don't think of a lot of people going to Germany to get suntans.
The neighbors, there's actually two houses that you see that neighbor there. But
we head out to a southward sloping hill where a group of residents from the little town of South Royalton want to build a community solar array. 32 people and businesses have expressed interest in the venture. But like other solar projects hoped for this year, it's a no-go, at least for now. That's because last fall, Vermont's largest utilities reached their cap for accepting new solar projects in their net metering programs. Net metering allows homeowners to generate power from renewable energy sources and sell excess power to utility companies. Lawmakers approved the measure back in 1998 as a way to jumpstart the construction of small-scale renewable energy projects.
Some of the reason why we hit the cap so soon was a large percentage of our capacity was filled by larger projects.
That's Andrea Cohen, a spokesperson for Vermont Electric Co-op, the state's second largest utility, which hit its 2016 net metering cap back in the fall of 2015.
The cap was put in place to limit the financial exposure that utilities and ratepayers might see while they were figuring out how net metering was really going to work and get deployed and how quickly.
Chris Wood says the cap hurts community solar projects. Wood works for the South Royalton nonprofit Building a Local Economy, or BALE. He says a big part of community solar is allowing people to invest in solar energy even if they can't install panels on their own property. He says the South Royalton market would like to invest in renewable energy for environmental reasons and to make a dent in their $2,700 a month electricity bill.
They would like to take a chunk out of paying that huge bill, but obviously they can't put solar on their roof. They don't have access. So this community solar will allow them to buy into solar without having to sort of do it on their property.
James Moore, co-president of Sun Common, the largest residential solar installer in Vermont, says when it comes to building community solar arrays,
we're probably going to do less than half of what we had originally hoped to install this year. And that's problematic for all the Vermonters that wanted to participate. And it's certainly problematic for us as a business. We're making significant and serious adjustments given the reality.
The Vermont Public Service Board is currently working on rewriting the net metering rules, which will define how and at what rate solar energy producers get paid by utilities. And Vermont solar advocates are holding their breath as many of their projects hang in the balance. For Here and Now, I'm Kathleen Masterson.